Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to talk about quick draw. You frequent listeners have heard us talk about that before. My very special guest on the program, first time guest on the program, is Tara O'Loughlin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being on. We've known each other 14 years.
Yes.
I remember when she was a young teacher, and now she's like a middle-aged teacher.
Thank you. Yeah. In the middle.
There you go. So you've been highly involved as an artist and an art teacher in Quick Draw, and we'll come back in a week or so and do something on the art show. So just tell people in a nutshell, what is Quick Draw?
Quick Draw is an amazing group of people that put together an event once a year at the Laurel Ridge Country Club that brings together artists from all around the region. And it's a night, like a who's who of Waynesville and surrounding areas of artists creating artwork within an hour. And once that hour's up, bell rings and the auction's off into raising money for Haywood County Schools. Hors d'oeuvres galore, a nice, amazing views, probably some of the best views in Waynesville. And a nice night just to dress up, meet some new people, and meet artists to kind of match the face to the art you might have seen throughout the year within the different galleries throughout town.
It's a very special event. I would encourage anyone to go, but especially folks who are artists or love art. Maybe they're like me. They're not very artistic, but they can appreciate art in many forms. You mentioned Laurel Ridge, so let's go ahead and tell people about the exact date and time and that kind of stuff.
It is going to be May 20th. It's a Saturday, which is great. 4:30 it starts. People kind of come in and mingle, and then the artworks get started being made at 5, which is really neat. Just sometimes you see something on the wall, but to see how it's made is a completely different process. So it's kind of like behind-the-scenes artists, which is great. And then the bell rings at 6, and everybody moves into the patio area, and then the auction begins with a real live professional auctioneer, which is really fun to see in action, another art form in and of itself, which is fun.
And it's not just, you know, visual art. Everyone's not doing a portrait. So talk about, there's this amazing variety of art that you can witness in creation. So talk about some of the things that you've seen through the years.
I've seen a potter that I've known through the years, Kathy Bolton. She's doing hand building, rolling things out with slabs of clay, creating pottery. I've seen encaustic painters that are kind of it's something that I'd never really seen be made before. There is some oil painters. There's some, I would say almost every medium is represented that can be done in a space like Laurel Ridge. And some artwork that it might not be being created. There's a silent auction of metalwork, other jewelry, and things going on, a silent auction to the table. And some watercolorists and oil painters. Yeah, it's really amazing. And you just walk around and you mill around as you, if you care to have a glass of wine or if you want to have some hors d'oeuvres, and you just walk around and just, it's like watching like a fire, just like you're mesmerized by what's going on just as you walk around seeing these artists.
Yeah, I think that's really the key element. I mean, because you can go in great art museums and or shops or places where art is sold and you can buy things, but you literally see these pieces from beginning to end.
You do.
When we were doing the show prep, you talked about sometimes an artist will do a little bit ahead of time, but really most of the artwork is done during that 1 hour.
Within that hour, and as the auction goes on, even if people are paying a price, some of these pieces that you're getting that you got to watch be made are going for very high price in galleries. And even if you pay for the same price under or over, all the money's going to the school, so you feel good about that. But it is pretty amazing to see these artists give their time and skill to make pretty much Haywood County have the art programs they have.
Yeah, we could not do, we could just not do the work that we do in the school system without Quick Draw and some other activities like it that support the arts. And despite all the budget cuts, and they've been tremendous over the last decade, but we're committed to, this is a side note that I didn't prepare you before as we were preparing the program, but you know, as we're preparing to do next year's budget, you know, we have a new class size law that's probably not going to be funded, that's going to cost us probably 10 more teachers at the elementary level. And we're committed by hook or crook, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, to make sure that we still have art and music and physical education and, you know, band and chorus and all those kinds of things. It's just part of the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went off and we could not have done what we've done in the past. And certainly as we move forward, it's just not possible to do what we do at this current level.
No, my main budget is QuickDraw.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. And I can remember you going out in the forest your first year or two. We won't tell that whole story.
It's a good one.
And picking up dead wood, you know, for a folk art class.
Come to QuickDraw and we'll tell you about it in person.
Right. For a folk art class that she first taught when we were both at Waynesville Middle School. But anyway, so we just really are committed to that. Before we talk about, you know, the money that's raised and how we use it, let's tell people a little bit about the ticket cost.
Okay. Ticket cost is $60, which is, I think, well worth it. I mean, the amount of food that I usually eat is probably around that. I took the hors d'oeuvres, and then they have light hors d'oeuvres in the beginning, heavy after that. You can definitely, there's like whole dessert tables, and it's amazing food. And so it's $60, and just to see the artist alone making that artwork, I think would be worth it.
And that's what the ticket money basically goes for. We're obtaining a space.
Yeah.
And we're feeding you really, really well.
Yeah, very well.
And then all the other proceeds from the auctions and the silent auctions and other people who help sponsor it really bring in the funds. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Jenny Valliere about, you know, some of the funds raised. We raise about how much and how that's used.
We raise about $10,000 to $15,000 that goes to grants, scholarships for students from Haywood County. And most every time at QuickDraw, one or two of those students that have used that scholarship will come back. And a lot of them were not able to go to the schools that they wanted to go without this extra funding. And I know my whole program would not be what it is without.
Right. And to get access to tickets in advance, you could check out the QuickDraw website.
Yep.
Or you could contact Jenny Valliere here at the district office at 456-2400. And then in closing down, we have a couple minute or two left in the program. I know you personally have probably received some of the grants, and you know people who have. So can you talk about how those classroom grants have helped you or your students?
Definitely. They've helped me. I got one grant a few years ago for a STEAM class, putting the art in STEM, which allowed me to buy sewing machines, tablets. We're taking a field trip to Haywood Community Community College for their small business program. Without this money, that just was not feasible for us to delve into a subject that deeply. And then beyond that, all of the art teachers that I know are able to see a project and actually buy the materials for it and books and other resources that will really let you delve into something rather than just showing a slideshow of what that artwork looks like. Like, we're able to get printmaking materials, ink, pottery, glazes, so pretty much outfits the whole classroom.
And as you and Tara, as you've mentioned, not something we could do, you know, with normal budgets. I mean, we could, you know, do some paint and some paper and maybe some clay.
Yeah.
But unless people like you go out and pick up sticks in the forest, or spend your own money, we just couldn't do it.
No.
So I appreciate you being on today.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate you doing that. Listen to the podcast. Tara and I are going to come back on in a week or so and talk about our annual art show, which is also very, very cool. So as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.